Blog Talk Radio.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in but though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Everyone, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class is Let It Be Part 3 with Brother Eddie. Good evening, Brother Eddie. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Pardon me?
Yes, I did. I had myself on mute. Yes. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing great. I cannot complain. Cannot complain at all.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
And before we start, let's bring the family in. And again, Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much respect and honor to our family and listening audience. Thank you for your time and space. And most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is always greatly appreciated. So yes. This should be a good one, but again, it's a continuation because it's all connected, and we're going to really start connecting the dots this evening in class. So with that being said, I want to make sure that everybody, again, as we always reiterate, get your pens and your paper, pencil, whatever utensils you have. And we really need to start taking notes in class. And that's every class, a.k.a. show that you attend, family. Take notes, because the notes are key.
Yes.
What was that?
I said I have mine.
Okay. So, again, starting off with the number 3, that's why we take notes. Notes is 21, which is that 3. And the notes are no more than the records that we must have that become legal documents whenever we need them. Records are 30, which is 3. The records that we're taking at this time is dealing with the order that we're bringing back. Order is 21, which is 3. The order is directly connected to the shift, the paradigm shift. Shift is 30, which is 3. And the shift is connected to the alignment. Alignment is 30, which is 3. Remember, the 3 deals with the elders at the very beginning of this, a.k.a. so-called pandemic, plandemic. Well, elder is 21, which is 3. And when you look at the word seniors is 30, which is 3. And this is the reason they wanted to give the elder, the seniors, the shot first. Well, shot is 21, which is 3. And we know that the shot is actually meant to kill, not cure. Kill is 12, which is 3. I want the family to think about this before we get into the current events. In Revelation, when it talks about the 666, it refers first to the number of the beast is the number of man. Well, beast is 21, which is 3, and man is 3. Devil is also 21, which is 3. And when we think about the devil is the only demigod, demon, or whatever he wants to be or they want to pronounce him as. But he holds a weapon in his hand. And that weapon, unlike all other demigods that holds the same weapon, is called a pitchfork, not a trident. Why? Because pitchfork comes to 40. And 40 is spiritual, family. The pitchfork is the tuning fork. And the army of the beast, a.k.a. the devil, is the governments around the world. Government is 3. And what is the government using? They're using what's called 5G frequency or frequency waves, which comes to 58, which is a 4, just like the tuning fork is a 4. The government is using 5G frequency, the same way biblically the devil used his tuning fork. But the government is no more than a part of the devil's army. So just think about that for a while. And remember, let it be, family. Let it be. So did you want to kick off with, I would be remiss. Just came to mind. Do you know what today is, what happened 2 years ago on this date?
No, I don't. What happened? No, I don't.
George Floyd.
Oh, really?
This is the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. 5/25/2020. Exactly 2 years ago. And what are we on again, dealing with the beginning with the 3 being 21? Well, we just had 21 individuals get killed in Texas at a school.
Yeah,
well, school is 21. School is 21, family. So, see, this all adds up. And where did they get shot? Shot being 21, they got shot at school. We've been saying ever since this so-called pandemic happened, the best thing that they did was have our children stay at home, where we should have taken the ram and started homeschooling. We ain't never seen any type of killing, especially mass shootings, as it's called, at a home school, at someone's home. Your child is not in jeopardy like they are when they're dropped off at school to the babysitter thinking your child is safe. So this should be more of a wake-up call again to find ways of homeschooling our children. Take them out of harm's way. I would hate for any of us to be a parent on that receiving end.
Yeah.
Because we thought our child was safe in a public, and remember, public schools. Public is 21 and school is 21. Of course, we're giving them or allowing them to be in positions. At least we have some type of control at home. Much more than a school. So again, family, for those of us who have children or grandchildren who are in school, start trying to find ways, because again, we keep talking about things getting crazy, just like again, how many murders, killings since George Floyd, and that's only been 2 years ago. We've already had 30 school shootings or 30 shootings, so-called mass shootings, already. 30. Ooh, there's that 3 again.
Yeah.
So, yes, family. So, with that being said, Sister Antoinette, you can open up with some current events if you have any.
Okay, well, I found one, and I thought this was a good thing. For the students that are graduating from, they're graduating. Students learn at graduation that Snapchat founder paid off their college debt with more than $10 million. Graduating seniors at LA Art School was overwhelmed with joy when getting ready to make the walk in cap and gown, they heard they were receiving more than just a diploma. The 284-strong class of 2022 from Otis College of Art and Design will have their entire student loan debt paid off by the college's most successful alumni, Snapchat co-founder Evan Spiegel. And that is at goodnewsnet.org, and y'all can read the rest of the article. So, Brother Eddie, wasn't that great?
Yes and no.
Okay. Why no?
Okay. Why no? It's no coincidence that you started off with that and their college tuitions and fees being paid. Cool, great. But again, we're now getting our collective real college education, family. See, the college education that we think of when it comes to mind is the institutions that have been built by this system. That is not the real, that's the artificial education that we're getting. The real college education is called Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Same numbers. That's why I keep reiterating. It's the numbers, family. And when we see things one way, again, using a college education way, then this is what we think when we talk and refer to one another as a college education. We think we're getting it from this institution that has been built for a system to keep us subservient. And the actual college that we are all talking about and basically gravitating towards is Mother Nature. Because what college education tries to push is called a program. Program is 24, which is 6. Within the program that the college push is called showing you or guiding you to a career. Career is 24, which is a 6. Taking you off Mother Nature, the actual college education, where Mother Nature gets you on beat. Beat is 6. With your heart. Heart is 24, which is 6. That is connected directly to the earth, which is 24-6. And let's not forget, this is part 3 of Let It Be. Well, Let It Be is 33, which is 6. So it's no coincidence that people will be paying for things that are basically useless at the end of the day, because these careers that we choose are to fit a particular slot in a system that is geared for this system. Instead of that slot that we're filling is ourselves, that is engulfed in nature. And through discovering nature, we're actually discovering ourselves. But again, we went through nature and where we are in nature, even in time and space. Nature itself, 7, nature being 25, is the age known as Aquarius, 34, which is 7. And in this age of Aquarius, we deal with the 6. Let it be. This beat that we're in. Well, Aquarius deals with, first, it's called 2, which is air, the air sign, and 4, which is water, 22, the water bearer, the 2 and the 4. 6, let it be, family. And before I get any deeper, it's no coincidence that college education comes up to 60. College is 26. Ah. And education is 34, which is a 60. Mother is 26, and nature is 25. That gives you 51, which is 6. Let it be, family. See, because the 6 at the end of the day brings us back to the word. Word is 15, which is the 6. That's the beat that we're not on, that brings the balance. Balance is 15, which is 6. This is why we're going through the real Mother Nature or education of the college today. See, because a lot of us, using Brother Kwame for the example, is connected to the university. And the university deals with the universe. It's no coincidence that the similarity of words, but the numbers are the same. University is 47, which is the 2, and universe is 38, which is the 2. It's the communications that we're receiving from the universe, well, communication is 38, which is 2. And that 2 is directly called air. We've been saying it for and hearing it all our lives. It's in the air. Well, what's in the air? The communication that is linked directly to the universe by way of telepathy. Universe 2, telepathy is 2, air is 2. And it's linked, by the way, link is 2, to your mind, which is 2. It all adds up, family. See, we have to stop understanding as we've been taught. But understanding is keeping us under pressure. And how long have corporate color people been under pressure? Ain't that something? Understanding, under pressure, and corporate color are the same number. And this is why we, as corporate color people, have been under pressure, because we're not understanding what's happening. Because as soon, simultaneously, as we understand, the understanding takes us to overstanding. That overstanding takes us up above the universe. It's called a halo. We began to walk around with the halo from the inner overstanding, because we're being used, family. The Matrix said it in so many words: we're batteries. But I heard Brother Phil Valentine, which I'll get into them a little later, mention it also. But he just used a different word. The number remained the same, a battery. We're no more than minerals, family. A mineral. And they're using the human beings, the spiritual essence of the mineral of each human being is being used as that battery, as that source of energy. They're draining us dry. But our recognition of what's happening, what's going down, and putting these pieces together so we're able to see the whole picture. That's why picture is also 7. It's dealing with Aquarius, because it's time for us to put these pieces together to actually see the picture. Step outside the box, family. That's why box is 7. They tell you to think outside the box. Well, that's the program education that we've been given. Education is 34, which is 7. Even the movie tells you to get out, damn it. Get out is 34, which is 7. Get out your own damn house. House is 25, which is 7. In order to get in 7, called nature. In order to get grounded. Grounded is 34, which is 7. We're talking about all these things in this age of 7 called Aquarius, family, which is the real education that we're getting at this particular time, at this age. So let me digress, and you can go ahead to your next current event. Hopefully I have the juices, which I already know, because 6 is the word, and 6 brings its own beat and vibration that activates.
Yeah.
Activated 7, family. And the conscious,
yeah,
conscious being 34, 7 is being activated by the word. Without the number, I'm just using the number because at the end of the day, this is what's going to bring us together. The same way we're using different words to get to the point that we want to get to. Me being able to use the math or the numbers behind the words to show that we're all talking about the one. We're all getting there. You're talking about it using 5 plus 5, dealing with the words. I'm using 4 plus 6, dealing with the words. Somebody else is using 3 plus 7, 2 plus 4. But all of it gets us to the one, the whole, the frequency, the totality of that image that resides within self, because it's all the one. Know thy one, thyself. So with that, Sister Antoinette, you can hit the next current event.
Okay, well, everyone knows about the monkeypox. And I always, when it comes to anything new that they come out with, like to check and see where, you know, if it was already around and, you know, if there are patents on it. So in my research, I have found this, and I found this in, let me tell y'all so y'all can go for yourself, the National Library of Medicine. And it's a review of experimental and natural infections with animals with monkeypox virus between 1958 and 2012. So it, you know, tells how it was discovered in 1958 during an outbreak in an animal facility in Denmark. Since its discovery, NPXV has, you know, and that's what they call it, is experimental, and it can affect animals. And then they go on, they talk about how it can affect humans. And, but, you know, basically this is something, it's not nothing new. And they're saying that you don't need, you know, people can live without this without getting a vaccine. But, you know, they like to push the vaccines. Now, then I want to see where the vaccine. When was it, you know, when did they come up with this vaccine for it and discovered that was last year? So they already had this plan to come out. And I'm trying to get it for y'all, excuse me, if I can see it. I can't get it to go down. Anyway, if you go to time.com, 617-9429/monkeypox-vaccine/. And there's already a monkeypox vaccine, but not everyone may need it. So before they come out with the next thing hollering about vaccine, which I know no one here is going to take, but just for your own knowledge that, you know, this was already planned out. Hi, Brother Eddie.
Okay, that's very interesting, but I'm able to slide tidbits in with the current events that you give. So with that being said, I've heard about the monkeypox years ago. Like you said, it was out in 1968. We've heard of this back and forth, hints of it years ago. My thing is to show us that everything basically that they use that has any type of credence with a beat to us resonates the number of God. It represents truth and what's being done once we connect that number of God called the dot. Connect the dot. 13 is dot, 13 is God. We're connecting God to dots as we do this. So monkeypox, monkey 14, pox being 8, 14 plus 8 is 22, which is 4, again, God. But it's also the word experiment.
how long have we been looking at the Tuskegee plus all these other experiments and never took time or even thought about the number or what in the hell they doing, because they keep repeating it's a pattern, but they're using the power of that number of God, of truth, of spiritual, that the war that we're in as experiments. So this monkey pox is no more than another experiment. Just like Brother Kwame, and I'm hoping I can find that. If not, I should be able to remember it by the number. Interesting enough, we always say in these classes that we have, pay attention, because when they put something in our face, like 2 years ago, we mentioned George Floyd. Mm-hmm. Earlier this week, the killings or the shootings at the school in Texas.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
These were slight distractions, you know, on the pretense of they're passing laws. They're voting on laws that affect us greatly. And this time, while we're talking about the virus and we're talking about this shooting, and just got finished talking about Buffalo shootings, all this again. And isn't it a coincidence, family, that when Biden was vice president with Barack, all of these mass shootings were happening, and now that he's president, they're happening again? Anyway, sidetrack. Wow. I did that and I messed myself up where I was before I started talking about this nut and all of these things. But that's what they're doing. What I was getting to was the laws that they're passing, and this is a worldwide convention, again, under that banner of health. We have the 75th, and 7 plus 5 is 12, which is a 3, fam. The 75th World Health Assembly that happens to be having their conference in Geneva, Switzerland, which took me somewhere else, but I don't want to get sidetracked with that. But behind this so-called World Health Assembly is the governing body of WHO? WHO being the acronym for the World Health Organization. And WHO,
yeah.
The acronym is 12, family, that 3 again. And they're passing a law dealing with the vaccine and you taking the vaccine and them now having the right to track you and to now see if you've taken it, you've not, this, that. They're pushing these things again to push this to the next level. But I wanted to mention that since you brought up this vaccine and the monkey pox. And it's no laughing matter.
It goes deeper than that. Not only are they trying to push the vaccine, but they're trying to do a treaty, a pandemic treaty.
Yeah,
and with that treaty, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Yeah, with that treaty, they want to take over. They'll take over the global, not just in the United States, but worldwide healthcare system where they'll all be one.
That's why it's the world,
yes.
The World Health Organization and the World Health Assembly is dealing with the world.
Yes.
just like a worldwide pandemic. So, yes, these people are, it's nonstop. And again, they're doing this without the majority of the people even having an idea of what's happening.
Of what's going on. Yes.
And that's the sad thing, because if we are able, or we're capable, because it's not able, we're capable of doing anything. But we can't do it if we're not aware of the things that are taking place right here, right now. There's so many things that's happening. We have enough people that can go to whatever resonates with them that's happening, dealing with the fight that they're dealing with that's already coming from within.
There's enough,
if you want to call them organizations or what have you out here, that are legitimate. But again, it's up to us to find all of these things, because the things aren't going to find us.
That is true. We have a hand up. I know it's Brother Kwame. You want to take calls now? Wait. Okay.
Sure. We can always start bringing the family in to add to it, because I know Brother Kwame is going to say, I thought I was going to go there, but whatever I miss is always for the family. That's why it's pieces of the puzzle. It's that piece for the family to bring to the table that I did not bring. So, no, I just basically inspire or motivate, and I have more than motivation. I want to provoke. I want to provoke thought in us, family. I want to push us to the brink, because we're not pushed anymore. I want to push. I want the family to push back, push me to excellence, not pushing me to hurt me, but pushing me to challenge my thought, my interpretation, as we challenge our own interpretations. Because that's the pieces that we bring, is that information of life that we've learned in our journey, in our own personal travels along our journey. Bring Brother Kwame in, Sister Antoinette.
Good evening, Brother Kwame. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the class, forgive me. Welcome to the class, Brother Kwame.
Well, good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie. You know, I've been listening. Yes, and I've been enjoying the share, you know. And Sister Antoinette, you're getting ready to have your own news station.
With
the current events, and you know, it's kind of to see how they make these events. It's like currents in a river. You can go with the flow and keep flowing with the river in the way of the direction that it flows, or you can get in it and you can grab your oar and you can try to go against the current. We've overstood and being given, you know, certain gifts and being able to understand that when they come up with these events, there's always something that they're doing in the shadows, or it's like a magician, you know, you see that one hand having that one shiny object and the other hand is manipulating, trying to make you think he's doing something magic when it's not. And this is what we're having with this whole distraction, because that global event that they're having in Geneva, and we have to go back into March when Congress passed the bill called the COVID-19 History Act. They made it law to where now they have the right to know your history of how you interacted. Have you had your vaccines? Have you not had your vaccines? They want to have that history. And them making that a law, so when they go to the table in Geneva, they can say, well, we got a law that we can have our people that have to have them say that they're inoculated and they have been informed how to deal with this COVID-19. That's their way to start inoculating and eliminating the people, because we see the two shootings, and Brother Eddie was right on point, because when Biden was vice president, we had those shootings in the different schools, and now we're having these shootings again with him being the president. And looking at that, this is a distraction, but it's also a message. We're going to take out the old people, and we're going to take out the young people. And this is what we're seeing now, because when COVID hit, who was the first people that they were talking about vaccinating, but who was the ones they say it threatens the most? The older people. And they were trying to put that part out saying, oh, it doesn't affect children. But now, how is it that the pharma companies now have a vaccine that's cut in half, only 10% is used from 5 years old to infancy? Why do they need to inoculate them? And what is that to do? The other thing is that we didn't get the full disclosure is what that mRNA is doing to the human being, and what will it do to that child as it grows into a adolescent and into adulthood. So we're seeing something that they're doing and eliminating the wisdom keepers who has knowledge of what's been going on, like Brother Eddie said, the Tuskegee experiment, but also who has other knowledge, like when you're talking about the monkeypox. You forget about the epidemic that almost wiped out Philadelphia in the 1700s, the smallpox. And the only way that they got a cure was a Haitian African that he was a slave to somebody there in Philadelphia that told them that we had cowpox and all we would do is to take the pus from the cow and rub it over the person's body, and it immunized them. And so this is what they're doing, is that they're creating this when it happens, and then they extract it the same way that you cure a snake bite. You take the snake's poison, and then you put it back into the person. And so this is what they're doing, but what they're doing with the science of it is that they're creating it and then saying, okay, here's the antidote for the poison that we created. We're going in nature and creating these poisons, and we're going to make an artificial antidote that's to do, but it's not been tested enough to tell what is going to be the repercussions for generations. So now we're seeing that this is a new form of depopulation, because the conferences, the World Health Organization, and he was Secretary of State when he went to the population conference in 97, Kissinger, and saying that there were too many people of color and we need to do something about it. Because what has happened with America here or Turtle Island where we are, there's a wave of people of melanated against the non-melanated. And what they're trying to do is bring in, this is why they're getting with Putin and the Ukrainians, is to send in a new wave of Europeans to help them to repopulate, because what they're finding out is that all of these people that come into the country are people of melanin. They're different hues of melanin, but they're not the quote-unquote white people of Anglo-Saxon. And so this is the challenge for them, to eliminate what's on the Georgia Guidestones. They want 500 million on the planet. So this is part of their, because Europe in itself is depopulating itself by not reproducing. And so what we're seeing is Europe is depopulating their population of European people. The world is still populated, and the greatest population of adolescents and young adults is there in the continent of Africa. That has the largest population on the planet of people of reproduction age from 18 to 35, somewhere in there. This is where the largest population of color, and this is what they're really focused at trying to deal with, is get the mindset of the American black into the mindset of the young African so they can begin the process of doing what they see the young black people doing here. But what's happened is Creator has a greater plan, that those that are going there to construct and to begin to build. And as Dr. Clark, John Henry Clark said, we here in America is the key to freeing Africa, because we know the European better than anyone. It's because what we have had done to us here in this continent has been a encyclopedia of how he thinks, acts, and creates. And we helped him to build all of that because we were the ones that he brought here to help build it, and the ones that were here helped to construct this whole capitalistic system. So, like we say, like the brother said, pop your popcorn and sit back and watch the show.
Yes, yes, yes. Man, I had myself on mute and hit a wrong button. Yes, sir. That's in the nutshell. Again, bringing all of this to a head, you know, because mentioning head being the king of that jungle, since you brought up a couple of words dealing with...
Oh, you're talking about Harold Head.
Huh?
No, when you were saying the king, because I didn't mean to cut you off, but we had talked earlier, and when we talked, because you were talking about Aquarius, and I said, you know, the opposite of Aquarius is Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And learn to empower oneself, because that's why the Sphinx was, she was left there, because the head of the Sphinx is really a woman. And what it does is say it takes the head to control the beast. And that's why the woman's head was put on the lion's body, because at the time it was created was the time of Aquarius and Leo. Just as you were talking about when Valentine and Billy Carson and them were on that discussion, the thing that they were saying is that this has been over 15, 36, every time that we go around this Milky Way, this has been the part where these alignments realign back, because our people, as above, so below, is how they built the representation here on planet Earth. And so, and being able to have that astrological, to know the astral me, is what our ancestors knew. And knew that heavenly body, that when these alignments come, you put monuments and you put the frequency that matches what's going on above, so you can bring that down. You can bring that heavenly body down in heaven as it is in earth. And this is what we're seeing, and this is the new part of what we're doing right now, is seeing that realignment coming again.
Yes, 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 yes. I'll get back to that head, but yeah, I was getting ready to deal with some of the fives that you were mentioning earlier in what you were sharing. But starting off, I just want to say, as I always tell the family, I got five on it, and I don't use that for the whole lyrics of the record, just for the title of that
song, I got 5 on it, equals 41, which is the 5. And I want to start off with that because, again, bringing up Monday's show, which was a great show, which had Dr. Phil Valentine on there, Billy Carson, Ray Hayes, and Yusef were the 4 panelists or guests. And then you had Brother Rich was the host, which gave you 5. And I loved it having 5 intelligent brothers on there that were able to share information. And starting off with that number 5, share is 5. And they were able to humble any ego that might have been present, which you didn't even feel any ego. Because when you humble ego, and by the way, ego is 14, which is 5. We are able to fellowship, which is 41, 5, with the brothers. Brother is 32, which is 5. So they touched on a part where they started talking about aliens. And by the way, alien is 14, which is 5. And they all had beautiful explanations and information about their experience with aliens. But just to bring the whole thing home, family, that's who and what we are. Part of our DNA or genetic makeup. It's been called by scientists and researchers junk DNA. Well, yeah, it's junk to them because they can't figure it out. It's not formed. Junk is 14. 14 is also the code. What's junk to them is a code that is now being revealed, family, activated. So the change, which is 23-5, can happen. And this is what's happening. By way of 14 called our brain, not to leave out 23 that's called the temple, which is our body, that's getting direct energy from the rays of the sun. Rays is 14. And this is why Dr. Valentine started talking about the different rays that hit the human. Well, when we actually accept or embrace who we truly are, we're no more than walking plants on this planet, family. Planet's 14. When we understand that we're all human beings is 41, we're able to walk. Walking is 23. We always talking about that exercise of walking. That's the 5. That human beings, being the plant that are able to move on this planet, are supposed to do. Because the human being has what? A symbiotic relationship to the plants, and especially the biggest plant, but to all plants. All plants give us what we need, which is oxygen, the air we breathe. And we exhale a poison that's called carbon dioxide, which the plants need. Symbiotic relationship. And they not told the people to stop the madness, to stop inhaling the air, the oxygen that is given from the plants for the human beings, for this spontaneous life that we're living, to coexist in nature, family, back to Mother Nature, the true education, out in the plants with the trees, family, all of the nourishment that we truly need. The sun, the air, and the water because even Dr. Valentine brought up how we are basically, as we always say, we're water beings, 70% water even in our brains, but understanding the molecules that surround the Earth's atmosphere are water molecules, particles of water that we breathe, inhale and exhale. That's why water, air, this is the age we're in. We're seeing this now, the 2 and the 4. That's 6. Let it be, family, because it is what it is. And guess what? It is comes to 23, which is the 5. So that's why we on this 5 right now, because we're talking about the things that are important to all of us. Important is 5. We got to make sure that we have and we are on the same interests that are important. Interest is 5. See, the 5 messes with people because it's not just the 5, it's the words that are used that we accept. And when we accept them, that's the power that we give away. 5 is death, family. Don't be afraid of death. Embrace death, because death is only scary when we look at it as being physical. We're talking about a spiritual war and awakening. Spirit never dies. The spirit goes through a transition. That's why spiritual is 40. Spiritual is 31.4, and transition is 40. The spirit never dies, but they're not talking about a physical death, the mental change that we're going through. That's what's happening. People still get into the physical notion of you got to die to go to heaven, and that's why that 5 messes us up when we ain't got 5 on it. Because die is 5, and heaven is 5. Heaven is 23, which is 5. Die is 14. The die, the dead, all 5, is a change, which is 5, that we have to go through. The change is the program we talked about earlier in the college education. Now we're going through Mother Nature. That's the change, family. Excuse me, that shit, which is 6. And 6 is college education. That shit gotta die in order for the true growth from within to happen. All the programming put in us had nothing to do with who and what we are. That's why we're constantly talking about finding our own parts, our own self, our own way. Trying to find myself. Anyway, let me get back to it. The 5 is no more than fellowship, which we're doing, but when we understand the power of the 5, it's called manifest. We can manifest anything by our thought. Thought is 5. Manifest is 5. It starts with the thought, family. We can manipulate any damn thing. That's what's going to happen with the 5. We've been manipulated. Manipulate is 5. That's what they've been doing all the time. But when we understand through fellowship, our thought and our own interpretation, interpretation 5, fellowship 5 and thought is 5, we help one another to grow. As Brother Kwame used the 5 with the word flow, family. That's why 5 is the flow with the defense. And I had to throw the defense in there because defense is 532, because this is a commercial that comes on pushing the 5 call of vaccine. And it states, I'm paraphrasing, if you own the fence, you got to get vaccinated. What in the hell? Excuse me, family. I've always been on the fence. dealing with martial arts, because Brother Rod Hayes made a statement that was very similar to what I was brought up in on the five. It's called martial arts. Martial arts is 41, which is five. The martial arts for us, for me and us today, is called a spiritual war, which is five. But the phrase or what he said that was very similar to what I was brought up dealing with martial arts, primarily Bruce Lee, made the statement that the mind's worst enemy is to choose this or that, good or bad, right or wrong. There's none. This is why I remain on the fence. At that time, not knowing the numbers the way I do, fence comes to two. Oh, my goodness, I love it. Because two means open. If I'm on the fence, baby, I remain open, which means on the fence, I can go from one side or the other side. That's why fence is two, side is two. So either side I go to is the choice that I'm able to make at the time, the moment, living in the moment, allocated to either side. Because it is what it is, and when it happens, I'm going to go where I'm supposed to be. We all do. But like I said, I love those five brothers because they were hitting on so much, and I don't know if the family is able to go back and replay that particular show because it was live. And, you know, when I get the information of particular shows that's on classes, I watch them. And again, the reason I do, something draw me to it, and bam, I get information that it coincides with what we're giving at the time we're giving it, being in the moment, because that's how it flows. Like with Brother Kwame giving me the information today, and I meant to tell you earlier too when you made that phrase, Leo, Aquarius, the opposite of Leo, being in Leo, where Leo being nine, but it was an acronym that Brother Kwame said, if I'm not mistaken, learning to empower oneself. Thank you. That particular phrase comes up to 75. It comes up to 78. And seven plus eight is 15. One plus five, we're back to that six that we were talking about with Let It Be. So I'm going off memory real quick because I jotted that down earlier when we were talking, and I don't have you know, when we're doing things, papers that you want at a particular time aren't there. So that's why for me, locking the numbers in, I can remember things. And these are things that we come up with on our own, that we're locked into certain patterns that are showing us the messages that a lot of us are still missing. And again, like for me, it's to not only give this my way, but to provoke Dolph family. Because I know this makes sense. That's why we got five of them. Five senses. And senses comes to 29, which is back to the two, connecting our senses directly to the universe, the air, the sky, the cosmos, and the cosmic. All the two. By grounding ourselves, and grounding is 38, which is 11, which is another two, all in nature. But the two words of five that, getting back to Kwame, was what these so-called elite individuals, so-called, are trying to attempt with the five being 5 million people in the world. Well, understanding five is called population, 32. But the word was called depopulation. It doesn't matter. Names change. The numbers remain the same. Depopulation is 41, which is the five. Population and depopulation, baby. These people are very shrewd with what they do. But this is their manipulation of confusion with the English word of the occult. And all those words are dealing with five. So, family, these people have engulfed all of this nonsense, but my part is helping us unravel it by the numbers that I've been given to show us. Because, again, I'm still giving it one way that I'm able to see right off the bat. When I sit back and do any type of studying of this, I see various ways, which I know, family, y'all gonna see it ways that I don't even, I can't even conceive. But again, at the end of the day, getting back to the six, using this parable as a story that we know in ancient Kemet, known as trial by feather. Well, what is the feather being measured by on the scale? It's your heart, family. 24 is your heart. How much insurance have we put in our heart? How much insurance have we put in our word that is our bond? Word and heart, six, the same number. So if we're being measured by the heart, the six, which is the word, well, it's called Judgment Day. And guess what, family? Judgment Day is 42, the six, the heart in reverse. Your word, that's your judgment. That's why at the end of the day, you see all that shit flash in front of you. What you not said, that is your judgment day. Your heart, baby, that you've been carrying, right or wrong. Your judgment is your word that came directly from the beat of your heart. Now, we can use it any other way and go with all the ancient this and that. It's cool, but we're talking about right here, right now, today. What you going to be judged for, baby? It's your word. Because if it's your bond, it don't matter what you did. What have you said? What have you lied about? What have you told the truth about? That's why the truth for is that spiritual for fight, and fight is for, baby. It's always been spiritual. That's why next week is still a spiritual day. They call it Memorial's Day. Memorial is 22-4. Spiritual, and by any other word, it's God's day. Four and seven. And right after we do that, the next holiday is July 4, 7 and 4. These numbers, 2 and 4, babe, hey, they're all these holidays. Because even holiday is 22. God, baby, it's truth. All of it we're supposed to be talking about, but we ain't trying to even find it, figure it out. The understanding of all this that they not lied, that we celebrating the wrong things, family, and we know it. That's why Christmas ain't got nothing to do with God. And guess what? Christmas is God by number. Christmas comes to 40. 13, God. Those are the gifts. Gifts is 31. It deals with the understanding, overstanding of the God and you and me. Come on, fam. And we ain't pushing that. We ain't preaching that. We ain't even thinking about it. We making our stomachs fat going back a month and a half ago. Fat damn Tuesday. Ain't that something? Metaphysics, and it was called Mardi Gras. Four. God again. It's in all these damn high, and we don't see it. And we celebrating somebody else's nonsense, family. And the numbers is hidden in plain sight. Woo! Even that statement. Hidden in plain sight. We back to 74. Independence Day, baby. Hidden in plain sight. 11. The universe. The telepathy through the air that we're supposed to be receiving. To have those damn fireworks to go off in your brain. That's why fireworks is 41 and brain is 14. And we shooting some artificial shit in the sky. Family, the sky is your mind. That's what a fire called a fireworks is supposed to be exploding, baby. To awaken those synapses that have been dead for, whoo, dead as fire for so long. Snap us out of this artificial, this illusion, this hologram. Is your life an illusion? And is the universe a hologram? Because where do you go when you die? Every night. And I use that on a person and they tripped out. I don't die when I go to, you crazy. Huh? Stop letting the definition of their word control your thinking, your growth. It limits, and the universe has no limitations. Why does our mind? So when I tell a person, rest well, it's accepted. If I told them to die well, they'd look at me like I'm a fool. It's the same thing, but we're looking at it in ways that the word, not the number, we take it back when we see the number of what's being said. What's the old saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, family, words will never harm me. And that, those two words, sticks and stones, comes up to the paradigm shift. Ain't that something? And paradigm shift by number is 57. 57 is 5G.
And so, you haven't been able to hear me. I thought you could hear me. And I've had myself muted. We have a caller that's had their hand up for 25 minutes, Sister Paris.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah, I couldn't hear you. Let's bring the family in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, my. Sister Paris, please forgive me. I had myself muted both ways on my phone and on the board.
No. Can you hear me?
Yes, greetings, Mother AZ.
Greetings. And Brother Harris, send that tree to that tree to Brother Kwame, and those stones to Brother Kwame so he can correlate it. But you know, this is deep. Greetings, family. Greetings, Brother Kwame. Greetings, everybody. Greetings, Sister Antoinette. Dr. Phil and that, yes, ma'am, and that whole entourage Monday added up to a 7. And it's still on my phone. I can't send it to anybody, but that's deep with Billy Carson and that whole entourage and all of those I call him Richie Rich. It was deep, family. Go back and see if you can pick it up. It's is Rod Hayes, Billy Carson, Dr. Phil, and Brother Yusuf on Richie Rich, Black Magic 363.
Okay.
This was Monday. But also what I want to say on Dr. Mumbai, she talks about the shooting in New York there. And she mm-hmm. said, you've got to look for the narrative that one of the brothers, Aaron Salter mm-hmm. Jr., he just yes. invented a water-powered machine, engine. And she believes that he was set up and they assassinated others around him, but it was really meant for him. That this is on the Dr.
I have something for that, Sister Paris. I have something
okay.
for that.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I was just listening to Dr. Mumbai because and the entitlement of her podcast is This Why Buffalo Happened. So I don't know, family, it's food for thought, and he was an ex-cop, and he invented this water machine. Like a lot of people who look like us invent things, and they get taken out, or Dr. Sabi, I don't know. I'm just listening. And
yeah.
analyzing things for myself. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. And today is a 9. I just find that interesting that your show is today, Brother Harris. And I'm just grateful, family, that you are helping me to stay grounded because there's a lot going on. Thank us. What's your take on that, Sister Antoinette?
All right. Well, what I have is FEMA to elevate readiness of the state of Delaware, and this is for my state. But this mm-hmm. is also what they were doing for the whole country, and they were doing an exercise. And it was between the week of May the 9th, 2022. A response to an emergency. Now it's supposed to be at the nuclear facility, but they're saying that these drills will be 120 days after the exercise. So the exercise was supposed to be May the 5th, and notice that now that's when we've been having these shootings that have been popping up. And notice everything always happens around their drills.
Okay, I'm listening.
Could I?
Yes, go ahead. Whoever that was, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because remember when I started off, I said the magician. You have to know that when they do something, there's an underlying motive that's going on behind the scene, and these are the
yeah.
distractions that they put in the news. In order for us to be all geared up looking at, oh, God, look at that. They just shot up another place and it's what? That's a distraction because the same thing, those children that they did and the thing that was really powerful about it, too, was that was in a predominantly more so Hispanic area.
Yes.
And that part of it being the thing in which the cartel is to put a message to a family and saying, we will kill your baby. This is what they will do. And just like you said, this brother that created and invented this thing, because you look at something, he drove 200 miles past all kind of black communities. I know he could have went. And he sat there and he scoped out and specifically he had orders to do certain things, and this is what he did. and being a part of the Black National, because that's what he represented with the 1488. That was the pledge that they made, and the 88 stands for the eighth letter in the alphabet is H. 88 means High Hitler. Part of their whole white nationalist movement, and so they contracted, and they got him to go, because all of the way that they tracked how he got pulled into it by playing games in the gaming industry, what they're doing now in the gaming, they watch for certain people on certain games. And then they put their messages in. If you buy my T-shirt for $14.88, that's how they code word their coding. And then they give them the manifestos, and they start feeding them a little bit more and a little bit more to get them trained. And once they got them trained, and then they give them a mission. This is how you prove yourself. If this is what if you really fall for us, this is what you have to go out and do. But see, the other part people don't know, Topps Grocery Store was sold in 2015, which was started by some Italians that came here from Italy, and it was a sister that got the Italians to build that store there 20 years ago. But they sold it in 2015 to a corporation in the Netherlands and Belgium that are buying up supermarkets and liquor stores across the country. This is what they're known for. And if you know history, New York was originally New Amsterdam, was a part of the Netherlands were the ones who controlled that. Then came in the Italians and the rest of the other folks that came into New York State, but it was called New Amsterdam. See, we have to understand the story and follow the breadcrumbs, because this corporation that bought this, a $74 billion corporation, why you want to buy it? Because what? You gentrifying, because they're getting ready to run expressway through that black community. And what they were looking at, too, is why was it all 10 basically of those people killed were elders that owned homes in that community? So if you kill them, their homes become marketable.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Oh, my.
Let me answer that. Go
Pardon
ahead, Brother
me?
Kwame.
No, I was just saying, this is the new form of gentrification. And I'm going to go ahead, Eddie, and respond, because I want to go back to this thing with the World Health Organization, because I was sharing that this thing with the World Medical Association, I just sent it to you, Eddie, and I sent it to you, Sister Antoinette. They are having an increase in how we're going to increase donors, organs. They're looking at in the medical, and so this was put on by Bank of America and all of these pharmaceutical corporations, is now they're looking at how do we harvest more organs. I just sent it to you. This was part of the conference.
Oh, okay. Thank
in the
you.
First part of May. It was May 2nd through the 4th, I think, that week. They had this World Conference of the Medical, because what they're looking at is the double helix. And the double helix is the 12-strand DNA. This is what they're getting ready to go after now.
Yes, yes, yes. And it all, like I said, it we start to see, as you say, the breadcrumbs, how to connect the dots, how to fill in the gaps. And, yes, I meant to mention the word because it was mentioned on another show, but it hit me since we're dealing with Let It Be, and that's the sixth that we've been talking about, which is the word Judgment Day. It's history. We have to know our history, the correct knowledge. Knowledge 33, history 33, but you use the word magician, man. Magician 24.
and the magicians use different words that they keep to themselves that they call secrets. But all that we're doing with the six is we're exposing. We have to expose.
Right.
And expose is 24, which is the six. And before I let you get back, I just wanted to mention, I meant to mention it to you the other day, and looking at that 1488 right quick, it showed me what we're talking about right here now. That 1488 is 5G, baby. 14 is 5,
right.
And 88 is 16, which is 1 plus 6 is 7. That's 5G. That's what they're using. And, again, it's all coded. And that 1488, which is no more than 5G, it's all connected. So it's all being used,
right.
Because 5G, which is 12, you just said the 12-strand DNA, 12. And it's being affected by what? Called waves. Again, these frequency waves that 5G is radiating. 5G, 12, waves, 21.
Right.
This is what 1488, part of their plan, is using 5G technology right here, right now. Go ahead, Brother Carmen.
But you on it. And the part of it is that in you looking at, because the 88 stands for the eighth letter in the alphabet, that's why they put it together, in which the Nazis use it as the skin that Nazis use it in saying Heil Hitler, in honoring Hitler for this genocide, what they're doing, and their motto is to save the race and the white children. And that's what the 14 words is. There's a motto that goes with each one of those words, adds up to 14. And so, and then they acknowledge it by saying Heil Hitler. But the thing that you're saying is 5G is because the G is the seventh alphabet, because E, F, G. So G is 8. I mean, H is 8. So that means G is 7. And you already see now that all of these cable companies are now going saying you can get 10G. Because
now,
they
already
got 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, they publicize it and advertise in 10G down here in the South tremendously. So, because this is the next phase in this wave that Brother Eddie was talking about, is because they have cleared the pathway and they've now inoculated enough people to where when they turn it on, you're going to do like they did when they turned on 5G. You're going to be inoculated so that you are not. That's another wave of people that's going to be knocked out.
Oh, my goodness. This demon is busy. These demons
are
truly busy.
Thing, but what we understand in our consciousness, and the other part, Eddie, and what you were saying about you were saying the magician, and I thought you was going to say it, because what's the name of Rich's show? Black Magic.
Yes, Sister Paris
know how to use our own magic.
Yeah, Sister Paris said that.
That we showing our magic. You got white magic and you got black magic. And black magic is what we saw work when we had Valentine, Billy Carson, Youssef, and Ray. North, east, south, and west. The news. That was our news. And he was showing the magic of our news. North, east, south, and west.
Mm. Wow.
And see, there was, and Eddie said a key, and he was saying that there was no egos, because see, we understand, we empty garbage out, we get rid of that garbage that they try to make us fight over. We don't even go to there. We don't go to that trashing each other, because that's what egos does. It's trashing of someone, but once you learn to empty garbage out, then only thing has is the heart has to speak truth.
Brother Eddie, do you have anything you want to add to that?
I'm talking my butt off, and I was on mute. I'm glad you said something.
You did what I did earlier.
I did what you did. Yeah, I'm talking my butt off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted to add, just to take us back when we were dealing with the World Health Assembly, a.k.a. the World Health Organization, the WHO, we were talking about Geneva, Switzerland, and for some strange reason, something made me go get one of my old shows that I did back in 2015, actually dated September 28th, 2015, and it was dealing with CERN, because CERN is on the border of Geneva, Switzerland, but when it took me there, it made me think, first of all, CERN has a statue in front of it with the six-limb goddess Kali, which deals with Pluto. But interesting enough, on the five, CERN comes to 14, family, that five. And when I looked at it even deeper, CERN was built underground one-third of a mile, or let's use it in mathematical terms, 33. And it was it is 17 miles in circumference.
So
we looked at 17 plus 33, that one third of a mile down, we got 50. We back on that five, like CERN is 14, that five. But the interesting thing with that 33, remember, the Earth vibrates on 33rd harmonics.
Right.
That 33, so this is why it's underground, that deep, at that depth. And that 17, which is 1 plus 7 is 8. 8 is, as we would say, octave. But a human being vibrates on a 33rd octave. This machine is meant to affect not only the Earth, but all human beings, which it does. And it's quite interesting that they have 4 points on this experimental machine called CERN. And one of them happens to be Alice. And as soon as I saw Alice, it made me think of what? Alice in Wonderland.
Right. Yes.
And would you know that another station in CERN is initial LHC, which stands for the Large Hadron Collider. But LHC by number is 11. 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wonderland is 29, which is 2.
Yeah.
So these points in Alice in Wonderland, CERN is trying to do, open that rabbit hole or go down the rabbit hole, as we said, by opening portals, rupturing the fabric of space and time to open up a dimension. These are tasks that they're doing, again, same thing we said earlier with 5G frequency. CERN is doing more than frequency. It's trying to find what they have named the God particle.
Right.
Four and four.
Angels and
four
demons.
Plus four is eight. God, 13, 4, particle is 31. 13 plus 31 is 44. That 8 again. They come, ooh. But go ahead, Brother Kwame, were you about to say something?
Yeah, I was saying what you're talking about is what was in the movie Angels and Demons that came out of, that was the sequel to Da Vinci Code. Through the Catholic Church, all of that's dealing
Correct.
With them. And the part what they're building in CERN is that CERN in itself is attempting to, and being on that far down is because they're overstanding that the wood wide web, the microbial web that surrounds the planet, they're trying to distort the frequency that's coming down, because you just said the part of something you said with Pluto. But what's happening right now is Mercury is in retrograde in alignment with, guess what planet? Pluto. Because Pluto makes its journey around every 248 years. And this is the part of the energy that they're dealing with here on this planet, because you go back to the time of 1776 and all of these new formations of government, and what they're dealing with is what we're seeing now that's being challenged and being revealed and being put on the chopping block. And so what we have now is divine intelligence is ready to deal with artificial intelligence that they're creating, attempting to create a new way of controlling people through using it through augmented reality and virtual reality, in that they're attempting to have the brain to see the imagery of through goggles or through whatever technology they're now putting into us, is to be able to distort as much as possible, because this is why that they're building these new smart cities. The smart cities are going to be just like a computer soup, because everything is going to be like in China. Cameras everywhere, technology all over the place. And so everything is going to be run by this artificial intelligence, as they put it. But you know that they have an executive order, and what they have in these plans is the nuclear reactor, because they're knowing that the sun is getting ready to start putting out CMEs, coronal mass ejections. And this is why all of these electrical companies, if you watch it, they're taking their wiring down and putting it underground. They're putting in insulated transformers in case these bursts of energy come off the sun and that radiate breaks through the ionosphere and hit certain areas. They're going to be in blackness. They're going to be in darkness. And see what they're talking about when they say, oh, it's going to be 3 days of darkness. If that sun hit like it did in 1987 in New York and Canada and knocked them transport, you had 10 days of darkness, because there was no, they could not put that system back online. It takes time to put those transformers and get everything up and running, is why they're attempting to push solar and electric.
Now, excuse me, Brother Kwame. Brother Eddie, it's 14 minutes to the hour, to the top of the hour. What would you like to do?
We will go over for a little bit and see how it goes. And like I said, if it goes as divinely planned, we'll go with the flow. You know, when everything slows down, we'll go slow with the flow, and we're in the class, known as the show.
Okay.
So,
you 14 minutes to call in.
Okay.
The call-in number is 515-605-9343. Again, that number is 515-605-9343. And if you have a question or a comment, you can press the number 1. Then we will open up your line. Also, let me tell you, don't forget, Brother Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Helios Delios, and the drumming at 3 p.m. on Sunday, Brother Ray. And also, Brother Ray and I will be doing a show on Friday, and we will be going into, you know, of course, the shooting that had taken place yesterday and other current events. So those things I want y'all to keep in mind. And we also have a caller with their hands up. Area code 732.
Good day to everyone. I'm great. How are you?
Good evening.
Well,
who is this? Is this Sister Ishtar?
Yes, this is Sister Ishtar. And how are you? And Kwame? And
all right. How are you doing this evening?
I'm excellent.
Great.
Good. But
you know, I heard you speak of CERN. I don't even know what that means. But then you spoke of 33. And I think you said something about 10G, too. I went all the way back to Hitler. There is no one on the face of this earth that could make me think or believe, perhaps I'll say I know, that all those things Hitler did was to us. It's the same thing they're doing now. They're back again and talking about the 33. I looked at it as 3 times 3 is 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The melanated people's DNA is a 9. Asian people is 6. Caucasians are 3. So they could turn this 5G up to however high they want to go, as long as we keep our vessels, our temple, our heaven, our earth, it's our bodies is everything. And as long as right now, as long as we keep that right, there's nothing they can do to us. They could try to put poison in us, and it won't even bother us. And as long as we all keep coming together on this one accord, our mind, our brain,
yeah.
I should say, because mine is like never mind, but it's really the brain. And we are bringing our brains together. That 9 is perfect, complete, divine. And then when you say 999, there's no touching it, plus 9. So how in the world, no matter what they do they think they can really destroy us? The melanated, that 9, okay, say perhaps we're working at just the 9 right now. Okay, 999, it's the 3. When them other two 9s kick in, everything they're doing is just self-destructing themselves, because that's just the 3 9s, 999 plus 9. When that fourth 9 kicks in there, that's their behind. So all I'm saying is that, you know, this is Hitler all over again. And, of course, you know, with back then, they tried to make it look like, Hitler did this to the Jews. That wasn't the Jews. That was to try to take us down. There's this lady, I think her name was Dorothy or something, back in the early 1900s or something. Her DNA was so perfect. They took her DNA, and it was all over Facebook and everything maybe 3 or 5 years ago. And they took her DNA, and they used that DNA for everything under the sun. As a matter of fact, her DNA, although she may not exist, her DNA still exists. And guess what? With her DNA that strong, her family is broke. So just like we keep saying.
No, they fixed that.
Excuse me?
They fixed that because the woman that wrote the book of Henrietta Lacks, and they have made a movie of it. The family now has the royalties that have been coming in for her living cell that was taken from her when she had ovarian cancer, and they took her cells and found out that they were continuously living, that they formed all of the vaccines and medicines and things that they've been able to create from her cell. And then her spirit took this white woman that was researching her and had her introduced into it, because Oprah Winfrey played her daughter. No, her sister.
Yes.
No, her
daughter. What was the name of the movie?
Henrietta
Lacks. Oh, that was the name of it? I missed that. Sure.
Yeah.
It's a book out that the woman wrote, and then they made it into a movie.
But for me, spiritually, family, this is where we need to go with that, and all information that we get and receive from these people who are giving us our story back, our history back. When they give us these stories, true stories, of a Henrietta Lacks or anybody, Do you know how many thousands of Henrietta Lacks they've been experimenting with that they not found out that they cells can do and duplicate exactly? And they've been they trying to do it with us by finding out our DNA with this Ancestry.com and all this other shit.
Yes.
But
they know
you,
that she ain't the
you,
only one.
Right.
This is how much power
what?
We all have,
yes.
family.
Mm-hmm.
But it is it's understanding that just because you melanated and you got that nine, as you said, my sister, perfect, we all ain't going to get it because we ain't vibrating in order.
Yes. That's right.
With the alignment.
Mm-hmm.
But see, and what you brought forth, Ishtar, is you gave the coding for Nikola Tesla's theory. And Tesla had this theory in looking at 369 and the sacred geometry and how it resonates, and it keeps resonating. Those are the key numbers, 369. We used to have a song, 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed tobacco on the streetcar line, the lion broke, and the monkey got choked, and they all went to heaven in a little rowboat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We knew our science. We made nursery rhyme out of it. We made songs out of it.
Yeah. And I guess what they've done is they've worked so hard to take as much of it away as they possibly can. And mainly with these younger people, with this internet, they're all, it's like, you know how when you go crabbing, or even perhaps fishing, and you throw that great big net in the water, and you just gather them all up. You pull them out. Once the fish come up and they're on the boat, they die. And that's what they're doing with our children's brain with this internet. They're entering the net. The dead
anyway,
net.
Let me say this before I forget, because Brother Kwame touched on it. And like I said, family, y'all teach me so much, because when I agree with what's being said, I don't necessarily agree with the person individually. It's what they're being said, and it's the number of what they're giving that I agree with that shows me they hit a home run. Because I know Brother Kwame has never thought about the numbers of things that he said, but when I hear it, oh, love just resonates through my heart. So as you were talking about the internet, and Brother Kwame was saying the artificial to the real, well, the artificial is the net that they've created.
Mm-hmm.
The real is the roots that's underneath the earth that he's been talking about. Roots by number is 22 to 4. Net is 13, which is the 4. It's the same, but that's why I love it. When I hear it, the number bops me upside the head like the bop gun. I love it.
Right.
But again,
that's why I shared that's what CERN is attempting to do, is to disrupt the wood wide web with the microbial net that has been on this planet since its conception.
Exactly.
And the organisms and creating, they're now trying to distort it, because this is the whole electrical grid of this planet. And just like they're making CERN, trying to create the God particles, shooting this energy around, there is in Shambhala the massive iron sun that gives the gravitational pull that keeps everything on this planet.
Correct.
Connected.
And right quick, Sister Ishtar, when you were talking about how children gravitate towards this internet, again, knowing what the internet is for our youth and children, it's a drug addiction. Tell me if I'm wrong. That's why they tied into
right.
The internet is the same number as drug addiction. We only see internet. We're not connecting the drug addiction that is the internet. That's why I'm trying to bring this to the whole, where we see the whole picture, not just one half or one word, the way they got us looking at it. That's why the internet, the drug addiction, is when we say metaphysics, as above, so below. It's all connected. All of those come to what you just said, the number nine.
But what we,
but we
to
don't
understand.
See the total package in all of this, how to see it together. So that's, again, that's my part, so that we start putting these pieces together and all these things we're saying, everybody's saying the same thing by the number, using different words, and it kind of pushes us or it divides us, because that's what this English words are supposed to do. English 5, divide 5, confusion 5, occult 5. This is the confusion that English is supposed to promote in what we're saying, and we don't see the number. We're just using the words that has us in the occult, casting spells. And as they say, the number of spells are rules. And what happens? Rules are meant to be broken, baby.
Yeah.
How do you break the rules? By the word, by exposing the bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing,
baby. Chopping it down.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And what you and what we're doing also is, and you're correct, Ishtar, in saying the internet and what it's doing to the children. But what we got programmed through was the interdetainment, in that we were interdetained by television. It tells the vision, the outer limits, the little Indian, which was nothing but a code, so that they didn't have to readjust the cameras. They just left that pattern up so the camera would automatically drop back into the focus where they could transmit through the television. But we even got wound up when we created the radio, and the radio only worked by what? Tubes and crystal. Because you took the turn the knob on the radio dial to tune the crystal to vibrate a certain frequency of 98.3 or 98.4 or 98.5. Every time you moved that piece of cat gut across that crystal, it vibrated to that frequency to pick up and send through that copper and transmit to you to hear through that speaker what someone was saying. And what they've done now is taken away the big glass tubes. They've taken away all the big picture tubes, and they've condensed it down into silica, because what they're doing is they're using the crystal. What they started using to transmit radios, they've copied it in Silicon Valley and made them into nanoparticles. Now they can send through fiber optics the strand of a hair, the light frequency transmit to get into the mind of the being that they want to control.
Yes. Yep. Uh-huh. Yes.
That's why even looking at what we have for defense, defense is 32. Brother Kwame's talking about those minerals called crystals. Crystals is 32. I got 5 on it, y'all. All of this is bringing us back to that 5, which is very important. Important is 5.
But what we're doing is that, you said earlier, Eddie, the 33 strands, this is why they just came, when I was sharing with the medical conference that they had, because the double helix now is we went from 6, and they're seeing that these frequencies, that planetary alignment, and these frequencies of the Earth vibration frequency is activating those dormant DNA. They weren't junk. They were just dormant, waiting for the right frequency to turn them back on in the human. And that's what they're now trying to distort, because they're knowing that after 2012, when we crossed the galactic center and we were back at the golden age, moving into the time of Aquarius, we're back in the frequency that's going to activate that 33,000 strands of DNA that they now cannot stop the new evolution of humans.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that's why they termed it, not us, junk.
Yeah.
But we know it wasn't junk, and again, like I said, it's not for them. That's why, exactly. The dormancy has now been activated, and this is what they're trying to block. They're trying to stop.
Right.
They're even trying to kill it.
Or they knew it was coming.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They stole our stories and what we had written and what we were able to create and do, and they put it all together and said and hid it in a book and put it inside a wall and made themselves put a name on it and said, this is a university. This is the universe that we found that they left, and now we put it inside this brick and mortar, and you can only get it if you got certain skin, and you can only get the knowledge if you are allowed to come into these brick and mortar. But like you said, nature is the first university. You can get a doctorate in Mother
That's
Nature.
It. That's it.
And
That's
talking about how do you... Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, I just want to say thank us, family and friends, those who are recognizing the beginning of the end. Amen.
Yes. So I would just say that. That with this COVID.
I say.
As
that
you
COVID,
all were saying how they're, how you all were saying how they're really pushing it. What, 2 years ago, right after it had gotten good, they sent me a letter telling me to give me $2,000 if I let them stick that, shoot it in me, right? So anyway, I just tore the thing up and laughed about it. So anyway, my husband is a veteran. So he's bedridden. They come and they do this, do that. So he wanted the vaccine. So, you know, he's a grown man. He wants the vaccine. Take it. You know, I told him how I felt about it. I'll tell anybody what I think of something, but I'm not going to force you to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he begged and begged and begged. Believe it or not, it took them almost 8 months to give him that daggone that shot. So they finally came and gave it to him. So they asked me very vaguely, did I have it? I said, no. So listen, so when this nurse came a few weeks ago and she says to me, did you get your vaccine? I said, my vaccine? She says, yes. I said, no. I said, I don't have any vaccine. So then I said, so she said, well, you know the COVID. I said, no. I said, I took a vaccine when I was 7 years old. It almost killed me then, practically paralyzed me. I don't know if it was polio. I don't know what the heck I had. But perhaps it was a little bit of everything. I said, and it took me from that time to when I was 23 when I had my first child. For that stuff to leave me alone. I said, and no one will never, ever, ever inject that into me again.
And,
so,
and you just told, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, please say it, go ahead.
No, I was just saying when you said the nurse, because there's a movie called Nurse Ruth, or Nurse Ruth Boys, and she was the nurse who was giving the syphilis to the people in the Tuskegee syphilis experiment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, and then after I told her that, so my house, like I said, is a mess. I took out the dining room cabinets, and I got the kitchen cabinets down. I got the cabinets or desk or whatever on the sun porch from the bedroom all over the house. So I got stuff in bags and everything, transferring it from one room, pushing the stuff all over the place. So when she called and said she wanted to come at first, I was going somewhere, so she couldn't come. Then she was going on vacation. So then when she did come, it was still a mess. So I said, okay. I said, well, I know it's time, really time. So if you're coming, okay, come on. I said, I'm telling you my house is a mess. I'll move some things out the way because I'm the only person walking through here. So I squeeze through until I can get the stuff in place where I'm putting it. I said, okay, come on. I'll move it out the way. So then she says to me when she's here, she says, well, listen, do you feel that you need to speak to someone? I said, what do you mean speak to someone? She said, maybe a counselor or someone. And so I said to her, listen. Yeah, right. So I said, well, listen. I said, there was some what was that woman, just a social worker or something, and she asked me 3 questions concerning my husband. One of the questions were, does taking care of him ever aggravate me? So I said, well, there's no way on the face of the whole earth, planet, or wherever you want to go, below and under or whatever, above. I said, because, you know, when he first came out of rehabilitation from the hospital to rehabilitation, he had a tube, that feeding tube in his stomach. I said, and he promised me when he came home that they was going to send someone to show me how to use the feeding tube. I said,
yeah.
So 3 o'clock he came home, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I said, I guess they're just not coming. So I started looking at the feeding tube because I knew I had to do this, you know. So I'm looking at this feeding tube, and it has these three tips on them, three things. So I said, well, I just pull each one a little bit because I don't want to break it. Fortunately
right.
enough, the first one I pulled, it opened up. And so I said to her, I said, so now you're asking me if anything was aggravation. I said, there was no way that I could have made it through all of that if I would have been aggravated. I said, that was straight up my soul working and guiding me in all love and peace. I said, so no, there's no aggravation. So there's two other things she asked me. So then it was the same question. So I answered it all about the same. So I said to her, well, how did I do? She said, I had borderline. I said, I thought I would have got an A+. I mean, I'm saying, listen, I'm giving up my life to save somebody else's life, and she says borderline. So I told the one that was here when she was asking me about speaking to someone, I said, and she already did that. I said, so no, I don't want to speak to any of them. I said, and as a matter of fact, I said, it's something I never say or talk about. I said, but I'm a counselor myself. I said, and if I need to talk to anyone, I'll talk to my sister, and she's not even a counselor, but I know she'll bring peace. So these people are doing everything they can, pushing to shoot this garbage in us.
Yes, yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
what
I share with this conference, the World Health Organization at this conference they're doing in Geneva, Switzerland. And what we have just passed in March, when I forget what the thing that was going on, but when you looked up and looked online and you seen that they had put through Congress this COVID History Act bill that they put in and passed through the Senate and made it law, that now this is a law in the country that you have to have a COVID-19 history that they should be able to access and be able to use to verify that if you had shots or not had shots or whatever. It's because this is part of what the World Organization is looking at, and that we have to globally get this containment of these ones that will submit to this. And then what we have to do is saying, okay, they submitted. Do we eradicate the others that hasn't submitted, or do we put another infection like what they call in the monkeypox? So they're going to come up with the different variants that strains is coming from COVID that they're now getting ready to implement when they turn up this 10G. Because they know when they turn up that wave of frequency, it's going to affect the humans that are in the vicinity, and that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Do you know there's supposed to be three reasons that you can reject or refuse that shot? Religion, asthma, and diabetes. Because they're announcing now that what that does to people that have that. And another thing is talking about this monkey now. That daggone bat is deadly, but that monkey bite, that daggone monkey, if that daggone monkey bites you, you don't have long at all.
But what,
so,
it's the same trick that they did with AIDS. What did they say? A monkey bit the person in that. No, they came in and inoculated the people over there on the continent and started saying we're inoculating for malaria, and these people have been living in the continent thousands and thousands of years and ain't had no problem with malaria. It was them that came in, but they were there testing the AIDS that they made in the French lab and in America, and what backfired on them because the people that they were inoculated, the boys and men, were getting jobs in the West Indies, and they were going into those orgy camps and being orgy prey for the richy rich people. And guess what they did? They went down there, had their fun, brought it back into Hollywood, and just spread it all over.
And that's why they're using the monkey now, because if that daggone bat, because they say whatever caused the virus is in the vaccine. So I guess if that bat was in this vaccine that they were giving people, and AIDS, I think bat AIDS and some old other stuff. So if those two was in this, I think a lot of people have been saying AIDS after the shot too. But if that was in that
vaccine,
yes. Mm-hmm. So if that was in that shot, so now they're going to put the monkey in the shot? And that monkey is more deadlier than a bat? They're really trying to take people out, and ain't nobody shooting no monkey in me.
Right, but what you also got to understand is that they gave you this whole scenario with the movie with Dustin Hoffman and the monkey that came into America and bit them folks and caused the plague that brought Ebola into the country. They've rehearsed this play.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
what we're doing is that we have to be programmed in order for when it comes, the same way that we program our children to do carjacking and to go out and do shootings, is because what do they see? When you first put a child in front of television, you see murder and killing and shooting and sex.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you enter and detain the mind from growing out of this violence and sex. That's how you detain it. So by the time the child reaches adolescence, he's seen over 25,000 simulated murders. It ain't nothing but second nature for him to put a gun in his hand. He's going to play, think like he's watching TV. The only reason we didn't do it when we came up using snub-nosed 38s and that, who did we see using guns? Cowboys. What did cowboys do? They didn't turn it to the side and shoot all them times. They threw bullets at each other. That's why we missed and we didn't know how to use the weapon, because we were not people that use weapons. Those same three things that got us into this whole in captivity was liquor, guns, and cloth. And you look at our community, we want to dress and everybody's every labeled name that we can think that's designer. We want to drink all the best liquor and drugs, and we are not manufacturing guns, but we have do you know that United States has more guns per capita in the United States than most third world countries?
Yes.
Hmm.
Just don't want us to have any of them.
That's the Second Amendment. You're not a militia. You're still in captivity. That's why you can't own guns. Unless you are militia, part of the military, part of the police force, or there are other force services that has a shield, then you that. And now when you go and you have the right to bear arms, you best have a lot of identification, because Billy Bob, when he see you with a gun, he going to shoot and ain't going to ask for no ID. Like the brother that did.
But
they're
also bringing people in from other countries. Remember, the UN is bringing people in from other countries.
But the UN is not bringing them in. This is all by design, because there were 72,000 in 2019, 72,000 young blacks were killed in the United States. 72,000 were killed by gun violence in America. They are letting over 100,000 come in from Ukraine, women and children, calling them refugees, and these children have been trained in Nazi camps.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they doing? They're repopulating the people in the 2020 census. They went down almost 2% of the white population is not producing. So their count is going down, and they say by 2040 that they will be a minority on Turtle Island. So they have to bring in a new generation of people that have melanemic skin.
Yeah, so this war is just a setup so they could do that.
Yeah, but that's because they're ethnic cleansing there, because most of the battle, what they're doing with Ukraine is because the Nazis, this is where the oven came from, that they used, the Nazis used to kill the Jews. They created the portable ovens that would hook the exhaust pipe onto the back of the truck as they put them into the wagon, and they would drive them around and have the exhaust running inside the back of the truck, kill the people. So when they finished driving, they opened the truck up and throw the bodies out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they got the gas camps from. That came out of Ukraine.
Well, Brother Eddie, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, Brother Kwame said it all.
Yeah, just want to add the numbers.
Now, the numbers, again, is where we are tonight and what we've been talking about, let it be, because even today's date being a nine upside down, is that six, let it be.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
But that's what the six is now reverting back to. The six is turning back to that nine for spiritual completion. We're getting, like I said, this is a spiritual war, fam. So that smile is just the frown turned upside down. The head will be the tail, and the tail will be the head. This is the paradigm shift that we're talking about. All of this is part of it. So, yes.
And another thing is, too, that just make sure everybody has their peroxide and their tonic water, because the tonic water has the quinine in it. And I think I said it before, hydroxychloroquine is hydroxychloroquinine, so that hydrogen peroxide and the tonic water, like I say, which has the quinine
food
in it. I was going to get to that. But guess what?
Okay.
If that food peroxide costs so much more than that little brown bottle, and that little brown bottle, that they don't say it's food or anything, but before anyone's life is lost, if they have to use the brown bottle, which I used to use it years and years and years ago, till I found out about the food grade. I used to use that for everything. Ear, drink it, a little of it, and everything else. It never did anything to me, but it helped me. So, as you said, Kwame, with the food-grade peroxide, make sure you have the quinine, the tonic water, and keep the food-grade peroxide, which is 35% strong, which the brown bottle, which is not supposed to be food-grade, is only like 1% to 3%. And, of course, you have to break the 35% down. You have to dilute it a lot. A matter of fact, one of my daughter's friends just died, they say, from the COVID. And I was saying, well, I don't think it was COVID. It was probably something else. But regardless, my granddaughter came home from school last week or the week before. My daughter called me, Mom, died such and such and such. I said, say, get the quinine. Did you get the tonic water like I told you to get? Yeah. I said, okay, get it. Give her about 4 ounces of the tonic water, 1/4 teaspoon of the peroxide, and have her to drink it. And then now there's this charcoal, too, which is supposed to be for poison. So give her the charcoal first. If you give her the charcoal, maybe wait a half an hour, give her the peroxide and the tonic water. So she did it within my granddaughter went to sleep 2 hours. She woke up. She was fine. So this is why I just say that so much. And I know the medical field people can scare people so bad, because these people don't want us to take the peroxide or anything. No, they'd rather for us to come there and make millions of dollars and don't even help anybody, you know? So that's why I always say, I just say make sure everybody just has that peroxide and the tonic water.
But see, what we have to understand, there's a plan, and this is why I was sharing with Eddie and Sister Antoinette, about what they did with this medical organization. It was funded by Bank of America and a large, the major pharmaceutical companies is funding this org. And what they're talking about is organs. So if they, when they began this process of testing people for COVID, they have your DNA. Mm-hmm. And now what they're looking at is they are now, once they can alter the DNA, now they can have a patent in saying this person's body DNA or this person's organs belong to this person's company. This one belongs to that person's
mm-hmm.
company. They're selling you're worth more dead being melanated people than you
yes.
are alive. And this is what they're doing in harvesting, because if as long as they're putting the guns in our young people's hands and they're shooting and killing each other, what's the first thing they do when they take that body to the morgue?
They take the organs.
Yes. And what do
they
do with them?
They grind it up and put it in the food and then vaccines.
They will take that organ saying, okay, a young 17-year-old black man playing basketball all the time has a very strong heart. He was shot in the
yep.
head. You take that
yeah,
heart out. You take a person with heart condition that can pay the money to have that heart sent and to have him waiting
yep.
at the table when they fly that heart in of that young boy and put it in him.
Yep.
Why do you think your license now has a place on there that says this body is an organ donor?
I thought you had to sign up for that. No?
No, if you tell them no, then you'll get it on there.
No, you do that if you own your license, so that. But if you murder, if our children are killing each other, they perform an autopsy on a person that's been shot in the head.
Yeah,
why do they need to take all of their organs out of their body? Because those parts are valuable.
Yeah.
And they send them to places where people, rich people, want organs for their children
mm-hmm.
that are strong, and you do what? It's a business. They
yeah.
can't sell
yeah.
your body while you living, but they can sell your parts once they kill you.
Yeah. Yes, that is true.
And what do they want? Why are they doing this thing with Roe v. Wade? Is because what? They filled up the stem cells, and they knowing people is going to go out here, the people that can afford to go to these private places to have this that done is going to do it, butchering shops again. And if
mm-hmm.
you start the butchering shops, that's going to cause what? Death to young women. And what are they
doing? And
you
know, Brother Kwame, I say the reason why they're doing it is because not for us. They're not worried about us having children. They're worried about us not having children. They're worried about their own numbers. Because their
what
numbers
I was
are women,
about
so they got to make. Go
right.
ahead, I'm
that,
sorry.
But that's what I was sharing about the 100,000 coming in from other countries. Because these
mm-hmm.
are purebreds. They haven't been tainted. Yeah, well, some of them in Russia has, because there's a small population of us still there. But the part of
yeah.
these purebreds, and what they're doing now is that they're trying to keep their melanemic bodies as long as they can keep reproducing them. This is what this country is dealing with, because this country is based on all men are created equal. No, it's not, because why would you have a 3/5 clause in there, and why would you have to have a Bill of Rights put in and amendments if everything was to be contract? It was made for Anglo-Saxon male people, and why did they have to write in and give women rights and then give the people that was captive rights when it was only written to be for the whites was the right?
Yeah.
That's why they call it the Third Reich. We're now in the Fourth Reich.
Yeah, and I wanted to put this on the mind, too, how, again, words, phrases, sentences, even stories, when we hear it, we basically see it a program or one particular way, perception, the way we've been given it. I was talking to Sister Antoinette earlier today or this week, and I had mentioned the phrase, pot of gold. When we hear that, what image do we get? We thinking a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and that's it. But no, we control the paradigm, this paradigm shift. So when I see just pot of gold, I see now that pot turned around is top. As Brother Kwame was mentioning, gold by number is human. We constantly talk about the gold and silver to purchase on the physical spectrum, but the actual material of gold is the human themselves. We're worth our weight in gold. So when I see pot of gold, they're talking about the top human worth their weight in gold.
But what pot is
about
what
the
pot
royal?
Talking about?
Huh?
I'm saying you keep saying I'm waiting for the pot that you're talking about. When you
well, like I said, no,
gold,
I'm going by the number, not just by pot, because again, that's what ties us up. The word, and we get kind of tied into the word, but understanding the number will take you everywhere. There's no limitation. So at the end of the day, too, we didn't even understand that the pot of gold our brother Prince was talking about when he gave us purple rain, damn it. That's the pot of gold. And we didn't see it because we only saw a song and we only see a phrase. We don't connect the dots, baby. This brother was laying it out. That pot of gold is the purple rain because the rainbow itself is showing you that top chakra is purple, baby.
And the pot of gold,
rain,
too.
Rain comes from the top. Rain and top are the same number.
Right.
And
purple
pot
and
gold,
gold
the pot of
are the same number. We just look at gold and see it one way. They're talking about our top chakra. And your top chakra purple, you back to six. That's why gold is six. Human is six. Your word is six. Heart is six. Damn indigo is six. Your blue chakra, six, six, six. Three sixes gives you what? Nine. 369.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what
the whole thing, not parts. We
but
still on. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, but I was just only emphasizing the part and seeing the pot of gold. When you see the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, it is sitting in a what? Black kettle.
Yes, it is.
Again, when you look at the kettle is actually what? Copper. Copper is pot by number. 21 is copper, 12 is pot. The copper gold. That's what we are. Carper people are humans that have the gold. We are the gold.
And in that copper gold pot, they got a heart in there, they got a liver in there, they got the kidney in there, the brain cell.
Again, that seven that's so precious, again, we in this journey in consciousness, where seven is organ. That's why they want your organ. That's why seven is melanin.
How to gold the organ.
Melanin is seven. Your melanin by ounce, how much is that's worth gold, baby?
Some teeth
it's more
and
than
your
gold.
Body. Your whole temple.
It's worth more than gold.
More than gold.
On
your whole body.
On stock
that's
market.
It.
Right.
That's why when they put it on the stock market, again, the spiritual is the essence of what we're trying to get to because, again, we keep going to the physical. All this other stuff, the gold. Physical gold. No, we talking about the gold is we are. We're the damn gold. We're the treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're walking around with it and we don't even know it. Mm.
Thank
you. But what Ishtar was saying when she was saying about Henrietta Lacks is because you can take that melanin
and put it in a petri dish, as they put her cell in the petri dish, which is, contains the melanin. You put every form of disease into that dish, it will kill it. And that's how
yes.
they find the secret ways to create their vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Melanin
just
will
like,
kill it.
Mm-hmm. The first thing they say is, oh, so many black people, melanated people have a diabetes. Oh, and most of the melanated people got high blood pressure. I say, how is that? And we're nine.
They gave
just
it
like
to
with
you.
Henry.
They put, they gave it to you by giving you inadequate foods. They get, they attacked you at the cellular level by giving you foods that were not conducive to your
yes.
your
DNA.
Being.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Being. Mhm. Yep.
That's why food is 14, which is 5. It affects the temple. You
right.
are what you eat.
And what
See?
Did your grandmother used to say? Be careful who's food. I mean, be careful what you eat, because you're putting
mm-hmm.
other folks' hands in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's the energy. If you got a person that's bad energy, negative vibes, the whole part. And they cooking your food, all that energy that they're cooking is
yes.
going into your,
but
your
when,
body.
When grandma's, but when grandma's at that stove and she humming and singing and it got all four of them eyes on and she's working that magic, that's
grandma's
old.
Hands.
But
that's
what
love,
I'm saying.
Baby.
But the thing
that's
it
love.
Was called, it was from the soul that she did. She spoke to that food and put energy in it. That's why you say a grace over your food. And we didn't use
yeah.
utensils, because the hand would absorb the poison before you put it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's how the Africans did. Well, my grandmother ate like that too, with that index
yeah.
and that finger right next to it. That's where the fork came from, those fingers. And she would,
right.
I don't care what it was, she would get it up in there and she would eat it.
But how
and
did
the
how
same.
Did how did you feed the baby potluck? You take that cornbread, you stick it in that corn, that green juice, and you put it in that baby's mouth.
Mhm. Yep. Mm. It was just
my
so
daughter
much.
Asked me when she got older. She said, "Daddy," I say, "Yeah." She says, "When I was born, y'all gave me mommy's breast milk, right?" I say, "Yeah." And she say, when I got old enough, y'all started giving me the vegetables and stuff, strained vegetables and fruit. And I say, yeah. She said, then why did you give me meat?
Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Out of the mouths of babe comes truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
I remember
they crying. They crying or they whining for the truth.
Mm. Mm.
And
you know what else?
Giving that word.
Mm-hmm. Know what else they're taking from us a lot, right?
What's that?
Go ahead. Someone saying teeth. I know there's so many people are going to the dentist coming out with no teeth. And wait a minute, what they're doing is they're leaving those two eye teeth in, having the people look like a monkey. But they're
yeah,
a lot
but the
of
other part is what the dental industry told them when they started putting masks on people. You're creating diseases in the gums because the teeth, the mouth is supposed to have be the air passageway. And you're now harnessing that, keeping that breath in, so you're causing the teeth. And see, the teeth is a very special thing in the human body. We have two sets of them that grow. You have the first set, and then the next set is already in there, and so they come out after the first one is gone. But the part of it is, it's the particles, because the tongue is the only muscle that's connected on one end, and it's the most dangerous weapon because the teeth are there to keep that tongue in place. It's your gate, your gateway to to entering into you through the mouth, through the spittle. It's a ceremony we even do.
So what happens if people get all their teeth pulled out?
Well, the thing is that And then it, only if you go get a partial, because what it blocks is that what is at the roof of your mouth, what is just above the roof of your mouth is your pineal gland. And when you go in meditation or you're doing, you put your tongue at the roof of your mouth in order for you to connect spiritually the rest of the body. So the part of removing your teeth, you got your gums and all of that doing. I don't know all the science to the teeth, but there is a science to it, because
we kept our teeth
for more so until we got it here. Because I look at now, what's the biggest drug out there that's tearing people's, rotting teeth, people's teeth out is meth. Meth is eating the enamel off methamphetamines.
Okay.
Meth is destroying people's teeth, but the other thing that's destroying people's teeth, oh, can I have a latte with sugar and that? Because hot water and sugar is like acid. It will eat the enamel off of your teeth.
Yeah, sweets. Sweet. I think sweets is just straight up crack today. Sweets is so bad. Oh, God, sweets is bad.
No, sweets are not bad. It's the reprocessing of how you do it, because you take raw sugar cane and you eat raw sugar cane. You got the same sugar, but it's not cooked.
Yeah, but you can't find that anywhere hardly no more.
Because
not here. No, I've been trying to get sugarcane for years. I think I've seen it one place in like 5 years. It was the same thing, like I said, with the cactus plant. Not here. You can't hardly find it anymore.
But
yeah,
have
but
you?
We talked about that. Remember, I told you in Maryland. In Maryland, you can get it.
Yeah, I think you. I do remember you saying that. Yep.
But see, this
but
is why I remember
it, because sugar, you off the natural.
Sugar, right?
And
sugar
put you on the unnatural.
Sugar is we're supposed to have sugar, but again, like Brother Kwame is saying, it's the right content, but even by number, it all adds up. Sugar gives us energy. Sugar is 25, which is 7. Energy is 25, which is 7. But when we have an overabundance of anything, this is why they say eat in moderation. When we have an overabundance of anything, that's why diabetes back in the day was called the sugar. We called it the sugar before they called it diabetes. We said he got the sugar, so she got the sugar.
Right.
Because
but
it was an overabundance. But they do that intentionally to the human body because, again, by number, they know what they're doing, just like messing with the mRNA, which is 7, to the human. But, again, sugar is 7. And salt is 7. What's put in an abundance of our food? Sugar, damn, and salt. 7 and 7. This is why salt, understanding salt, when we got too much salt, that makes us last. Just rearrange the letters to salt. You got last there. See? But that's why salt is all through the Bible, a pillar of salt, dealing with that, because those are the 4 signs of the 4 horsemen or the 4 seals of the apocalypse. When you're looking at Leo, Aquarius, Sagittarius, and Taurus, last or so, Sagittarius, Aquarius, Leo, and Taurus. This is why that 7 and salt is so prevalent dealing with the Bible, because guess what? Family Bible is 7 by number. Consciousness. The Bible is telling you consciousness. Exactly, too. The Bible, Holy Bible, comes up to the Ashoka records, family. And you can see the Ashoka records within the numbers of what I'm giving between the Bible and the Holy Bible and the Ashoka records. By number, you can break all that shit down. It's there, right in front of us, family. That's why Holy Bible, the Ashoka records come to one. You come to one. Self come to one. The whole Bible is a story of yourself, damn it. Woo, family.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling you, but we reading it from somebody else's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Of servitude, mm-hmm. to keep your ass in shackles. It's the truth. But find your way. My way is the numbers are showing me the truth. Everybody has a different way. Find that way and stop pushing everybody else's word, because that's what we're going to be judged on in Judgment Day, the word coming from your heart. And if we pushing somebody else's word to heart, we're going to be judged by that shit, because shit is also six, Judgment Day. You're going to be judged by your shit. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. It's time for thinking ahead. Yes. These people did a damn good job on having us really regurgitate words and not really knowing what
yes.
they mean by the occult meaning of what's
not
been given.
Workshop. Word
it's
shit.
The whole spell.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's the whole spell they done put on us.
Yeah.
And they invoked it in their rules. And we're following their rules, which are no more than their spells. And rules, spells are meant to be broken.
Right.
It's time to break them up, baby. Expose these bastards for who they are. See?
But, and
you got,
is my mic still open?
Yes. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, because I was just looking at something, because when you were saying about last, but then you're looking at law, you know, and law backwards is a wall, and it's a barrier.
Mm.
It's just it's missing one L. It's a barrier
mm-hmm.
to keep you from connecting to who you are. They put law there. They put a wall between you and whatever. Law says you can't do this. The law says you can't do it. But what is the universal law? What is the cosmic law? What are the natural laws? Why did you have to create the laws in which you say are of man, but they don't coincide with creators?
Correct.
There's
correct.
A law
like
says
you said.
Thou shalt not kill. The commandment says thou shalt not kill. But the 42 laws are Maayot. When you keep going back to the scale, it says, I have not. It doesn't tell you what Moses came down and says, thou shall not, thou
mm-hmm.
be not me.
Yes.
So I can do this to you, but you can't do this back to me.
So if you slap me, you think I just got to take it instead of punching you back.
Well, that's what their law, that's what they say, their commandment. They command you not to do this, command you not
mm-hmm.
to do that. But what does the law say?
We are the law.
Kwame, thank you, brother, because you gave me something that I'm playing with in my head with law and wall, you know, because, again,
yeah.
I'm always saying don't shit on me because, again, the law that they done made a wall is the shit they done threw on the wall, y'all. That law, that's the wall, they done threw shit on it.
That's
and
what
it
they
done
did
stuck.
To us.
It not stuck. That law on the wall, it not stuck. The shit on the wall not stuck. That word that they've been giving us that we keep regurgitating, not stuck, and it's become law. It's on the wall.
Yeah,
thank you, Brother Kwame. Oh, man. I'm going to work with that.
The wall into the law.
Man, I love it.
Well, we are the law, and the law is changed, but the law don't change. That's us. We're really the law.
Well, see, that's why law, we going back to the seven, which is consciousness, Aquarius. This is this time for law to bring the order that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The planetary alignment, the paradigm shift, the 5G.
That's
find
the paradigm
the ones,
shift.
Because what we're doing in this paradigm shift, we're finding the ones, all of us that are part of the one, the chosen
mm-hmm.
ones, family.
Yeah.
We find in each other.
Many, yeah, many members but one body, huh? Yeah.
That's it. All these, the consciousness is all of our particular journey, our particular way, our particular angle, coming to the whole, to the one. We all coming from different directions, like I said, with mathematics, coming to that sum of 10. Everybody has a different two factors of numbers dealing with 1 and 9 being 10, 2 and 8, 3 and 7, 4 and 6, 5 and 5. At the end of the day, it all equals 10. That's what we're trying to get to, the 1. We coming from different lanes. We all have a different square. And by the way, lane is 9 and square is 9. That's no more than your learning. Your square is your learning. Learning is 9. All of the information, 9, that you've inquired throughout your life, 9. That's your square. Stand firmly on your square. Just stay in your lane. It's all the 9. That's why that 9 in your lane is called your damn car. They just used the artificial for life and called it a car, y'all. And the spiritual journey is down a highway. Spiritual is 4. Highway is 4. Expressway is 4. Interstate is 4. It's all about God, y'all. Your journey that we're having. All of this shit is artificial, but it's dealing with how do we see it. Figure it out. It's hidden in plain sight. Everything we doing, I mean goddamn everything, family, it all comes back to the truth that we're giving in the spiritual fight that we're in. It's right in our plain. Ooh, baby. That's why I love listening to the elders who are saying one thing, listening to our youth who are saying the other another thing. They're just using different words and saying the same thing by number, and I can see it, and I find how to bring us together, because that's what's keeping us apart, these damn words of English. My part is to bring us together where there's no damn denying it, as they say, absolute numbers don't lie. That's why absolute is true. It's God. It's spiritual. It's all the 4, baby. That's what makes it absolute.
Right, Eddie.
For me, by the number.
And, go ahead, and the thing that you said, you said that was powerful when you're saying that the elders and the youth, and that we can take a language and wasn't it cool when we were youth is a new word that the youth can take it, that they use and they change, but we take their language and we redo it over to our frequency of communication.
That's it.
Yeah, especially with the newborn babies. Their language. Oh, if we could just grasp that, full of vibrations and everything.
Well, that's why the 5, I got 5 on it. It's called Babel, Babies Babel.
Mm-hmm.
Babel,
yes.
Is 14 to 5. That's what English is, the baby of all damn European human languages. Modern day English is the baby of all language. So we babbling the most. Tower of Babel, family. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
It's 5. Babel is 5. I got 5 on it, y'all. That's why the original book called the Holy Bible was called the 5. The Helios Biblio. The 5, baby. I got 5 on it. Yes, indeed. Yes, Brother Kwame, 5. Sister Antoinette, 5. Eddie, 5. I love it. Family on the line, 5. I got 5 on it. I'm with the 5. I'm with my circle. That's why circle is 5. That circle of pi, baby. We got to find the patterns of pi to come out the circle of life that they not put us in. That's why they call the dream is an American dream. The hell with America. Dream. I got my own dream here in America. And I do it every night. I go to sleep. Dreams, baby. Dreams, dreams, dreams. See? Because, again, we go to heaven. You got to die to go to heaven. That's all. Just go to sleep, baby. Just get your rest. Every time you go to rest, you go into heaven. Every time you go to sleep, that's your heaven in your dreams. That's the true reality.
Hey, Dalton.
Well, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, but you know, when we went to school, reams of paper to make the pages of what we were putting our lessons on. We wrote on these different reams of paper. And it's kind of like when you say in dreams, you're going into this darkness and looking at all of these reams of different things of frequency and light on pages of light.
I like that. I love it. Because I just put an ING on the ring. When you said it was ringing in my ear. So ring with the ING ringing is 31, which is that 4, which is God. So, yeah, that's just like understanding that disease that they call tinnitus, which is a ringing in the ear. And as we discussed before, ringing is 31, which is basically a warning, because on the other end, we hear buzzing, and buzzing is 23, which is dangerous.
But what does that say? It's just like you walk up to somebody's porch and you look at the day and you see the little light on there, so you're going to do what? You're going to ring that so they can open the door. That ringing in your ears to open that door
to another
part of consciousness into you.
And I love it. Thank you again. Again, ringing is 31 and doors 13. Yes, sir. Ringing, you open the door, baby. I love it. That's why I said I love listening to the family, because y'all say things and they're like, I'm going to use this one too. And that, oh, man, I love this. I love it. I love it, because like I say, everything for me is numbers. And when I see the connection with it, connecting these dots, connecting that inner overstanding, oh, my goodness. It's a beautiful thing, family. It's beautiful. And I love y'all. Oh, y'all just don't know. I love it. Yeah. So I see we're coming up on the end of this show here. It's almost, we got 5 to 6 minutes to go. So, I got some things that I got to get prepared for this weekend coming up to do my memorial or my God Day celebration, baby, because it's all about the spiritual essence of this fight we in. So all these so-called holidays, which are spiritual, and the days' names that they give them are spiritual by number in the nature of what we're supposed to be learning these spiritual lessons. I got to prepare for my ceremonies and rituals, because even rituals are 32. This is why we're doing it.
Right, but there's an alignment that coming up on the 30th with the red star in Taurus with the sun.
Okay.
And that's a big alignment. I'll send you the info on it.
Okay, great. Great.
All right.
That's
so it's
going to
be a red
star
now? Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
always. It's a red star that's in the line, that's in the constellation of Taurus.
Oh.
Aldontan something. And it's an alignment that happens in certain times, so many years that this alignment comes back up. And this is at the time on the 30th will be this alignment. Just like on February the 14th in the constellation of Orion, up at the top left of it is Vigorous. It's a star, Vigorous, and what it does is in the evening on that date, it turns red and pulsates. And that's where they seen, and that's where they got this whole thing of Valentine. Because in the prophecies that the Hokies talk about, the red and blue kachinas. Those are the stars in Sirius.
So now what is this star going to be doing?
That it's going to be in alignment with the sun. And that alignment with that star and that sun happens every so many thousands of years that they line up exactly where the sun is directly onto that red sun.
Mm-hmm. And what day is this?
See, this is on the 30th.
The 30th.
Okay.
And then you also have the new moon.
I got five on it.
And Brother Eddie, well, it's just okay, I want to remind y'all again, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. with Helios Helios. Brother Ray and I will be back on Friday night at 9 Eastern time. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone for being with us. And y'all have a good evening. Brother Eddie, you have any
thank
closing?
Thank you, Sister Antoinette, for your service
and for your
smile.
All I have to say is thank you all as always again for your time and space and this portion that everybody shared that came in and shared with us and who listened. And hopefully we're on our way to this real college education, aka Mother Nature, that we're all talking about along this journey. Until the next class, family, peace and love, stay strong, and be safe. Be safe.
Yeah. Highest exaltation to everyone.
Good night.
All right.
Goodbye to yesterday.